the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Listen to the witches kvetch about their bruised and battered bodies, along with famous athletic and celebrity injuries. It's funnier than it sounds. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Happy Witchy Wednesday, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. I'm so perky. I'm a doing this with the energy of a toddler.
Yay.
It's better than when you phone it in.
So you know.
Give a shit. Care.
Who loves it?
I'm acting like this isn't the third time that we've done this. Because it isn't.
It's not.
It's fresh.
It's fresh and new.
Yep.
Happy Witchy Wednesday. You have come to the podcast to listen to Good Witch, Bad Witch, the hilarious podcast where everybody does things three times. One.
Two recordings. This would better stick, I tell you.
The thing is that we pride ourselves on not really re-editing anything. We do not pride ourselves on it never coming up
in the first place.
So
we've had some technical difficulties, folks.
Yeah,
but, just some weird stuff.
We're coming at this with the usual aplomb. Remember,
you said that you never use that unless you read it.
You use it with great aplomb.
Oh,
I don't know.
With
grace, we're coming at you with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And I don't know, a little bit of maybe gas. We just had a bunch of Culver's. It was delicious.
Ooh, yeah.
It really was.
That was great.
Daryl loves hamburgers.
Well, you know what?
That was a good one, though. Yeah. It was great.
They're always good.
But you know
that
what?
Was a better burger.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about burgers the whole show?
Do they want to know who they came to see and hear?
Yes. Again, we said this was Good Witch, Bad Witch, but our Good Witch is Shelley Majors.
Heidily ho.
And the Man Witch over here, who is very, very handsome.
So handsome. Muy guapo.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see his ass?
Good Lord. It's
like a...
You could bounce a quarter off that thing.
Boy, this
is better than the first two times we recorded this show. I just get cuter and cuter as it goes. I like it. Thank you. Yes, the man which says, Heidi, how you doing?
Heidi ho.
I can't take the good witch's Heidi ho. I'm sorry, take the man which, how you doing?
There you go. And I'm your bad witch, Lisa Brown. There you go.
All right.
Thanks for the intro, Lisa Pravich Brown.
Woo! So our topic today is called scar tissues.
Scar tissue.
Just one.
Yeah, no, there's no tissues in scarring.
Nope, there's just a tissue.
Nope.
And what we're going to talk about in our intro is our recent injuries. Who's going first?
Oh, gosh, do you know what happened to me the other day?
Tell.
I hit my arm on the bar stool that we have.
Yeah?
And, you know, it gave me a Frogger-like type
What's
thing.
What's a Frogger?
You remember back when you used to run your middle knuckle out and you'd slam somebody in the arm and they would rise?
Right.
You know,
why did they call it a Frogger?
Because it looked like a frog. It would move.
Was it a Frogger
green?
Or a Froggy?
Oh, a Frogger. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to give you a Frogger. And then you got a Noogie. A Frogger, Noogie, Noogie, and a Finger.
That's
so
messed up.
Like yeah. when you're like your older brother. Well, no, I wouldn't know because I'm an older brother. Well, that's a long story. But you have siblings that would take their like middle knuckle and go nigger 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 nigger.
But kind of like slug bug, but with a knuckle in the middle.
Yes, right. Exactly. And then your muscle would kind of bulge out.
We
and rise
didn't
up.
Call those froggies. We just called that sibling abuse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that thing where you put your hands together and then you like?
Oh, knock them! Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This, you go,
oh, ow.
Like with your fist, you put the fist together and knock knuckles.
Your ring caught me here.
Daryl, what's your most recent injury?
I just got slashed by the bad witch.
I'm really
live,
sorry.
Live, man.
When we used to do them as kids, I didn't have rings.
I was going to say, this better record this time.
I'm really sorry.
Wow.
I did really hurt him.
Oh my God! So your siblings did that to you?
Oh yeah, that's because I was the youngest kid, and you know I had. Three older brothers and an older sister, but my sister was nice. I was mean to her. I stabbed her in the foot with a fork one time. We were on the front porch, and she pissed me off, so I just stuck a fork right in the top of her foot. And
did she pull it out and run after you?
It just stayed there. That was crazy, too. It was like sticking it in butter. But yeah, it just stood there. Didn't bleed.
Oh, my God.
And then when they pulled it out, it bled. Yeah. Oh, boy. I got an ass whooping for that one. I was.
My older brothers stuck me in the closet and put duct tape over my mouth and then put me in a sleeping bag and drug me down the stairs. But we called it the Patty Hearst incident because it was kind of like a kidnapping and I couldn't escape.
What did they do with you? They put you in a closet and then like locked it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
I locked my sister in the closet.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Do
tell. I can't believe it. Was it called the Houdini incident?
No. We were latchkey kids.
Yes.
And my mom worked, and so she left us home, which was probably, I think I was in high school. She was in elementary school.
Okay.
So it should have been fine.
Yeah.
But I was abusive. And so I put her in the closet because she was getting on my nerves, and I locked the door, and then I went into the kitchen, and I got bread and water and said, prisoners only get bread and water. And then I threw them into the closet with her and then left her there until my mom got home.
Had you just recently watched Robin Hood, the cartoon Disney version?
Oh.
I could have. Why was that part of it?
Yeah, they were always in jail, all the poor kids, all the poor bunnies even.
Oh.
Shelley's incident sounds like what used to happen to me, but we called it the babysitter.
Oh.
Because my older siblings, we don't want to be staying. You're going in the closet. Tape his mouth shut.
Oh, my God.
Why would they make sleeping bags with the ties on them that you can't untie from the inside?
Oh, that's crazy.
It just sounds dangerous.
Hey, you remember that time I got in that suitcase?
Did you do that after that true crime?
Yeah.
That terrifies me.
Actually, we should put that. Did we ever put that on the
We don't. I don't think we ever put it on the Facebook, but you have the video of it still?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I think I'll put that on the Facebook page.
Is it considered an injury when you just stop breathing?
Oh. Yeah. Oops, sorry.
No. That's called dying.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
No. She kicked it even when he was dead.
Too claustrophobic. I have new luggage coming in. You're not catching me dead in there.
Oh, no.
Or alive.
When is that supposed to come?
Saturday.
Oh.
Right. Ooh, cool. Before our trip.
Cool. Where are you guys going?
New York.
You know where we're going. We're going to New York. And this will come out after we're
gone. I'd like them to talk about it more.
We're braggy.
Just rub it into my...
You know who has the corner on all recent injuries, in my opinion?
Who's that?
Lisa Brown.
Wow. Do tell.
I want a chronological order of events. Or we could also do your injuries in order from greatest to least. Or vice versa.
Let's do them chronologically because this is what happened.
All right.
So if you haven't been paying attention, you should see.
We're all ears.
Daryl's just like, I have never heard this story before. So I went to the doctor because my arm hurt. And I got an MRI because we didn't know why my arm was just falling asleep out of nowhere. So I went into the doctor because my arm hurt. I got an MRI. They told me I had a brain tumor. Then I went in to get another MRI so that I could see what was going on with the brain tumor. And then they said, you have something going on with your tonsils. So then I went into the tonsil doctor, which is the ENT.
A tonsillectomist.
Yes. And then she said, no, you don't have anything wrong with your tonsils. It's your adenoids. And so then, okay, so that all being said.
How's your arm?
There you go. So now we're back to arm. Finally went in for what I originally went in for, which is the pain in my arm. I got a spinal injection 2 days ago.
Spinal tap. They turned her up to 11.
It wasn't a tap. It was an injection.
Oh, injection.
They didn't take things out. They put things in.
Oh.
So I have a pinched nerve that is stuck between my C5 and C6 of my vertebra, and they took a big old needle and put it into my vertebrae and opened up my vertebrae so that the nerve can flow and I can feel my arm again. And it should take 3 to 14 days for me to... Hopefully.
And you're at what, how many days now?
About 2.5.
Yeah.
So tomorrow should be great.
Yeah.
And that is my very, very short version of a very long story that I have told 3 different times.
I wish you would have told them, stuck a camera up your nose. That
they
was cool.
They did. And that was the
I
ENT.
I got to see after 30 years, see right up my wife's
there
nose.
There is so much hair there. Yeah. I need a hair trimmer.
We're
going to
get you
trimmer.
One of those.
Yeah, because I am very, very self-conscious about my nose.
Do you remember back in the day, speaking of nose and nose hairs and stuff, when we'd go to the flea market, John would always have to get one of those.
Yeah, the twisty thing.
It was a twisty one.
Yeah.
They don't even make them anymore, but it's like, I go, didn't you just get one last weekend? Yeah, it broke.
Isn't it like an epilady for your nose, kind of?
Yeah, they would stick it up there and
twist it,
and it would have like little blades.
That
sounds
terrifying.
You would think with all the other stuff he put up his nose that it would have just... totally fried all those hairs. But
oh my god,
chemical burn that. Yeah.
My goodness.
But you he know, just like
he just well, that's why he kept it nice and clean. So
oh, there you go.
Nothing stopped it. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
No obstacles.
Just love the smell of it. I tell you,
that's right. No wind resistance.
So that's about the extent of our injuries. Are you guys good?
I'm good.
I think
okay.
So.
No
yeah.
blisters or calluses?
No blisters, calluses.
Give it another day.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just over it.
Flesh perfect. Or plasticitis.
Lisa, yeah. Lisa gets the trophy.
She gets all the glory for this one, yeah.
All the injuries of late. My... She made my blister on a callus look like a chump.
Oh, yep. Chump
there
meat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll still share the picture with you because I know I constantly get requests for pictures of my feet.
Ooh.
My bony bunion feet.
She's
you
on for fans
them.
Only oh, with
again,
funky feet.
So turned on right now. Okay, well, let's get back with the meat.
Okay, we'll stop this and see what we got and come back with the meat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Meat
okay.
and foot cheese.
Ooh,
gross.
Meat.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Side captain, Mr. Know-it-all. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this.
Welcome back to the meat of the program, which is, I don't know why I talk like robot now.
That is more caveman.
Lisa, rub off on you.
Yeah.
Lisa, like movie.
I like movie.
I like cold beverage.
I like to go to movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're being efficient today.
Uh-huh.
We're getting straight to the stories. Here's the deal, guys.
Uh-huh.
All of your scars have stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's touch, let's say, two of each of our best scar stories.
Okay,
this is what I got. So, and I'm going to gross you guys out. If you guys are trigger warninged or whatever.
Ooh, a, yeah. Turn your
stop
sound
it
down.
Stop it a wuss.
Stop it a wuss. I mean, really, this is nothing. But, okay, so let's say, I'm going to paint you guys a scene. I'm living in Georgia. I'm, let's say, maybe six. Five or six, and we're living in a house that it's a ranch, but there's kind of built into the hill is a garage underneath it. Does
mm-hmm.
that make
Ooh,
sense?
Nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then so anyway, so there's stairs that go down to the garage.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So anyway, the garage door was open. I think that my dad was working on something in the garage and then went to either go have a smoke or a beer and a smoke and left the garage door open and stuff. But my dad is pretty organized and meticulous when he's sober. And anyway, he left the toolbox open.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a screwdriver off to the side of it. Well, I wasn't great at walking or gravity or stairs or any of those things.
Still, how old were you?
I'm about five.
Okay.
And anyway, I fell down the stairs. Well, I fell directly on the screwdriver in my right knee, and it was like a jagged situation. So anyway, there's a hole filled with blood on the top of my knee. And I'm just laying at the bottom of the stairs, kind of in shock, and then I think I started screaming. Well, anyway, Mom hears the hubbub and takes me to, you know, we went to military doctors. So she is doing the cool dog mom thing. It's like, well, if I don't freak out, she won't freak out.
Uh-huh.
But unbeknownst to me until I was way older, Mom hates blood. And watching your kids, as you guys can imagine,
mm-hmm.
it's got to be so hard because you don't want them to hurt. And also, it's just like, oh, you used to be so cute, and now you're Frankenstein.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And so, anyway.
And you only had 5 years of being cute.
I know. Cut short.
Right?
A life cut short. So, we're driving to the doctor. I'm looking at the pool of blood, and she's just keeping me cool.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's just like, that's fine. So, they stitched it up in a Frankenstein-y way, and it's still a pretty prominent scar. Medicine was different, all of that sort of thing. So I think that military doctors maybe have to go to school for 27 days.
Okay. It's
sure.
less than the other
yes.
ones.
No, I'm just kidding.
They gotta learn shit quick.
They had some wonderful doctors over there.
Okay.
So anyway, so that happened and that's still there. And I'll share a picture with all of you guys because here it is. Yeah, almost 50 years later. And I mean, you can see it from a distance. You can see it like a full moon from the ground.
Well, you're going to be showing a lot of pictures.
I know.
This is one that I will not be showing anybody a picture of because it's very close to my crotch. my crotch.
Crochet.
My crochet and crotch.
Which, what is close to your crotch?
The scar.
Okay, tell me about it.
So I think that I have actually told this story. I've told it to many people. I may have told it on the podcast. Again, worth repeating. So when I was about 14, 14, 15, I used to go up to the Wild West Ranch and catch rabbits.
Yes.
And so, and what I
would
do...
With a net?
No, with my hands.
Okay.
And so I would go, because they had a 10 gazillion of them.
Uh-huh.
And I would catch them, and then I would hold them, and then I would check for worms.
Wow.
And if they had worms, I would pop the worm out like a zit.
Oh, my God.
Take the worm out and deworm them, and then let them go, because I thought that that probably really hurt them.
You're such a badass.
It was just...
I'm grossed out right now.
It was like... you know how like people like popping zits?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that thing, but it was like even gave you more satisfaction.
Sure.
Because a big fucking worm came out of it.
Right.
And some had more than others, some had none, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So one time, there was this rabbit. It was quite large. And it was, I had got it cornered underneath like a piece of wood that was like leaning up against like a barn.
Okay.
And so I was on one side of it. My friend Nikki was on the other side. And it was kind of running back and forth. It finally ran towards me. And so I grabbed it by the ears and pulled it up like this.
Nice.
Did you know rabbits scream like people?
No.
No, like a freaking... Baby,
yeah, they're loud. Yeah,
it was like a scream. It scared the shit out of me. But at the same time, this rabbit screamed. It took its back leg
and starts and kicking,
kicked backwards, and scratched from underneath, like kind of like because I'm 14, so I'm wearing like
Short shorts.
Daisy Dukes or whatever.
Ooh, right.
Yeah.
Talk more.
And it scratched up and around my leg in three, like, I don't know.
Inner thigh.
Little
claws.
Inner thigh. Yep.
Yeah. And I have, there was three scars. Now I just have one big scar.
Whoa.
Did you have to get stitches or anything?
I didn't.
No,
I probably should have, but I didn't.
You've probably been hopping around in poop and stuff.
Hippity, hoppity, scratching you.
I could have got rabbit AIDS.
Rabbit AIDS.
I didn't.
No.
But... Hopefully it, I mean, or maybe I did. We never, did they check for that? I'm not sure. I seem to be fine. It may be causing the plantar fasciitis. But yeah, that was my big one that I remember, and just, yeah, it was really bad. And then I threw the rabbit by its ears.
And it went,
yeah.
Imagine the sound that the rabbit made before it went in the pot on Fatal Attraction.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
I thought that they killed the rabbit first and then put it in the pot. That's how I pictured it. Not that.
Let's keep doing that. Yeah. Let's picture that.
Okay.
Also, for those of you that are offended by the rabbit AIDS content, AIDS wasn't a thing yet.
Well.
And I was just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No shade.
No shade on you.
All right, Lisa, that is disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've talked about it before. I was in a very bad motorcycle accident where my eye even came out of my head and was laying on my shoulder. This and that. But one that we talked about it, when I fell through the window, the bathroom window, and cut my arm. But when I was a kid, my neighbor that lived across the street, his dad was a mechanic. So he had what they called a cherry picker. But he had this thing, you know, it was on you could take an engine and run it across the garage. Like, take it out, and it was on
it would take out the engine.
Take the engine out, but it was a
like
chain.
Like a lift or a pulley.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But it had nothing to do with cherries.
No.
Okay, I'm not
But that's what they
facetious,
call it, a cherry picker.
Okay,
yes.
But yeah, so they took the engine out, and it had a rolling thing that would go from side to side of the garage.
Okay.
Well, I was always such a short little guy, you know. And my older friends would get on it and go from one side of the garage on a ledge and jump on it and go to
how fun.
Back in the day, it was, you know, a zip line, old
yes.
zip line.
Yeah.
You know, so they're like, you know, Daryl, you should try it. I'm like, okay. Well, they got me up there and pushed me. Well, they were tall enough to put their feet on the next windowsill to stop them.
Oh, okay.
I was not.
No, I see what's coming.
I went through the window.
I've never heard this story.
It's like Die Hard.
I have that scar right here.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so I went.
I thought you had a liver replacement.
No, a liver replacement at 7.
Every 5 years he gets a liver replacement.
I do. They just leave the scar open. It's got a zipper. Okay, it's time for your new liver.
Guys, do you have pictures from after the motorcycle accident? Because around high school reunion times.
Yeah.
The recovery. You look so much
Daryl
better.
Daryl calls him his morgue pictures.
Yeah, my morgue pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that show that not show, but that website we used to go to, Morbid?
Morbid.com.
I am so glad you don't go to morgue.com. That thing is that gross.
Yeah, but yeah. Morbid.com, the guy that ran the thing, he goes, I want to see these pictures, you know. But yeah, what? So that was, I was like, I was going and I'm like, this window's coming like at me, you know, and it would stop about this far from the window.
Uh-huh.
But they had, you know, they had longer legs. Mm-hmm. And I kind of went, and I just like go and went.
No.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
How big is that scar?
It, well, back in the day, it was like about that big. I don't know what it is now. I'll have to let you
that
look at it.
That would be, what, 10 22
inches?
22 inches. He did about, 2 inches?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but so crazy.
That is crazy. This is not as dramatic, but do you remember, Lisa would remember when this happened. So we were all sun worshippers in the 80s and stuff, and I sunburned my nose so bad, it scarred so deep and so long, I had a bright red pink scar for probably 5 years.
You had the alcoholic nose?
No, it didn't look like gin blossoms. It was like a zigzag Harry Potter lightning pink scarred my nose for, I'd say, 5 years.
I think that I remember it, but I don't think it's caused, like, it didn't hinder your looks.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But she, like, I was too young to wear makeup, really. Oh. Uh-huh. And it was such a deep sunburn and stuff. When I peeled, like, way too many layers of skin came off with it. Mm-hmm. It was really barfy. But I remember that Karen said, well, Shelly wouldn't be Shelly without the scar on her nose. So, I don't know. I'll have to look and see if I can still see it.
Huh. Yeah. You were old enough to care about being tan, but not old enough to wear makeup.
Yeah, it's weird rules. I was wearing Mother Nature's makeup.
There you go.
I was sun-kissed.
All right, sun-kissed.
Sun-kissed by the cancer gods.
The ginger sun-kissed.
I still am regretting the scar I have from when I pierced my lip.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't see it, but I feel that way about the nose piercing, because we were piercing our faces before everybody was doing
that's
it.
That's true, just ourselves here.
Exactly, because you had just opened the salon and stuff, and we could, and we were kids. But there's still scar tissue and stuff, literally.
Yeah, mine, I just think I can see it, and that bothers me. I wish I could.
We can't.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Can you see my rhino?
No, not unless I look for it.
Yeah.
Were you bitten by a rhino?
No, I used to have a labret, and I'd wear a spike.
Uh-huh.
And when Caden was little, I'd like try and kiss him, and he'd go, no, you're going to get me with your rhino.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
He'll poke your eye out. I can't let it go. I want a band named Rabbit AIDS. I just can't let it go. It's stuck in my head.
My band Bone Cancer will open for you.
And Rhino.
That's right. The sick tour. Let's do it.
Do you have any more, D?
No, that's pretty good.
Okay. I have one more.
Good, good.
My poor Linus has a coffee cup.
I know. He's been licking the couch.
You know.
Nothing comes out. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's okay.
He's fine.
Okay.
He wants to be in the band too. He's the backup growler.
Oh my gosh. So the other thing is that I don't really talk about it because there's nothing I can do about it. But the scar tissue from my fall when I fell on my face last year.
Oh, the Hitler mustache.
Oh, in your lip. You can feel it.
Yeah. I can feel it in my upper lip. And I don't really notice it that much, like during the day and stuff. But when I go to sleep at night, it catches on my teeth and it drives me crazy. Oh.
So you were abraded on the inside of your upper lip.
And the outside.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, because the outside looked like Bloody Hitler, as we said.
Yeah.
And a road rash right underneath her nose, you guys. But the inside, too.
Oh, I cut the inside of my mouth with my teeth.
Yeah.
And, like, they went through.
I can't remember all your Hitler accidents.
Right. I'm sorry. I also busted my tooth.
That's
so
right.
So I think that's probably cut my tooth. Or my lip.
Yep.
So that really, really, really bothers me. And it's hard to sleep.
We can't see it, and I'm sorry that,
what if I do this? Now can you see it?
Come on.
All right.
That's a visual.
Does it hurt
when
we kiss?
No.
Okay, good.
It just
sometimes
hurts
when we touch.
It just hurts when I'm, like, if I go to sleep. First of all, my arm fucking hurts because of the stupid thingy in in my neck. And so I have to sleep with my arm out like this, and then my lip hurts, so I go like this.
She looks like the half-crucified Elvis.
Yeah, I try to get my lips all dry so that my teeth will stick on my lips so that it will stick like that.
It seems so natural.
Yeah, and I go like that.
And believe me, she's hot.
She kind of looks like a wallet. Everybody wants some. Yep.
I just go in a room and go, oh, baby, yeah.
Okay. So those are my scars.
Similar but different. Yeah. Not trying to one-up, but mm-hmm. you were there mm-hmm. for the Christmas accident, the car accident. And I bit through my face.
We went to a movie. Yeah.
And so I bit through my face upon impact. And again, military doctor, because I wasn't 26 yet. So I was still covered over there. Do I still have that little guy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Her teeth went through her lower lip.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's kind of hot.
I don't think it was a military doctor because we both went to Lutheran Hospital.
I don't think that's where I got the stitches, though.
Really? I'm pretty sure.
I remember that they checked me for a concussion there.
Okay. And then they took you somewhere else?
Yes.
Because I broke my arm.
Okay. Yeah. But I did get stitched. Okay.
They're like, she's non-military.
Whole arm.
Well, this one.
The ulna.
The what
wrist.
Is that? Your forearm.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the, not both of the, not both of them.
Yes.
One or the other.
Yeah, just one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. God damn it. I don't remember anything from that. Except for that I started my period that night. I'm like, well, that's convenient.
And they charged you for the tampon.
They did.
Yeah. And
what?
They charged her for the tampon when she was in the hospital
emergency room.
Like, your mom's like, we could get 3 boxes for the price of this one, Deb.
It was like $10 from one.
Good God.
But I broke my arm because I was in the center.
That's right.
And
right.
I wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Yes. And I braced and my arm hit windshield.
Ouch. That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Compound fracture. No, it wasn't compound. It didn't come out.
Funniest injury, I think, just as a quickie. I don't know if you can see it, but the scar under my chin from playing My Dog Has Fleas on your guitar. And it was a Guinness or one of the dogs or something. Something scared me or surprised me, or I thought I was being funny, and we made up a song with the My Dog Has Fleas, or at least replayed a song that somebody else had. Whatever.
Yeah.
No musical talent. But anyway, I think I was strumming really hard, and maybe performance art. And then you even call the stem of a guitar? Like the arm, the leg,
the neck.
The neck. Mm-hmm.
The arm,
it's like chicken parts.
Yeah.
It's like turkey, whatever. Anyway, it hit me under the chin, like right straight where your face meets your neck.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and sliced it wide open.
I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were at my house, right?
Yep. Okay. Absolutely. I was on your bed.
And sorry about that.
I think I had to throw away your sheets. I mean, that was a geyser. Head wound.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
Head wound, Terry. Sexy. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to do Witcha next?
I
you
do.
Got more?
Let's do it. No, we're good.
We're going to be back with Witcha talking about
Witcha. Boop, boop. Welcome back to Witcha Talking About, where your witches talk about what they want to. There is no rhyme, no reason for this segment. It's just whatever we'd like to talk about. So with that, we'll give Daryl the microphone.
I'm excited about this one, guys. So you know our tech witch. He is a man about town, always eating food everywhere.
By everywhere, we mean El Jefe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So finally, last night, we did a run through for the live show. Or not the live show, for the new podcast, one we're going to be doing with Ellen
Robbie and Ellen. Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, want to come back into town with me? And I would like to buy you and Lisa dinner at El Jefe.
Exciting. I'm so jealous.
I go, well, let me call Lisa. And so I called her and she goes, oh, my God. She goes, you know, how's Fiona? And I said, she's fine. She's been in and out. Yeah, she'll be good for the time that we can be out and about. And she goes, okay, well, you know, I'll meet you guys there.
Wonderful.
We go, and I've been wanting to go there, you know. Mm. We go, because it's Taco Tuesday, of course. That's where Mr. Tech Witch is every Tuesday. If you want to find Paul down there, that's where he'll be. But we go down there, we go in, and it's like, he's like Norm.
Yeah.
Seriously, everybody knows your name. Hey, Paul. But he made a point to make sure that he introduced me to every one of the staff members, the bartender who's the manager,
the maitre d' at the front, everything. I mean, he's like, this is my very good friend. We've been friends for 50 years, blah, blah. I go, quit saying 50 years. Say, we've been, no, no, no.
That is so nice. And but, then a taco joint has a maitre d'.
Oh, my God. So we went, like I said, we went around. Well, people, you know, it's funny because it's become like a thing on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the people that go there, it's the same crowd. And so they're all looking at their phones, and this one gal comes in, and she's talking to Paul, and, you know, they had just watched a band play or something, uh-huh. with it, and their friends, and so, and they're all looking, well, I wonder where such and such is. Well, I wonder where such and such is. Well, Paul, he's not going to be here till later. So everybody knows everybody down there. So, I mean, just a neat crowd, and met some very, very nice people. The food was on point. I had the deep-fried shrimp. Deep-fried fish tacos.
Ooh.
Great. Brussels sprouts. Incredible.
I love that.
Brussels sprouts, incredible. But Paul goes, I want you to have one of their margaritas. Mm. He goes, let me get you a margarita. Mm. And it's a short margarita, yeah. which is good.
Uh-huh.
It was the most frothy.
Mm.
Smooth.
I mean, you couldn't even, I'm drinking this. And I felt it today, but it was a nice, smooth margarita. Food was great and everything. Just met some of the neatest people down there.
Let me just interrupt, too, with their tacos. They change the menu every Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not the same tacos.
They give you three choices of three different tacos for $3.
Wow.
You don't get all three. They're $3 a piece.
Yeah.
But you can try all of them or some of them. We didn't try the chorizo one because we heard it was spicy.
One of the gals was a friend with Paul. She goes, yeah, it's really, really spicy.
Yeah. They always have a vegetarian option.
Mm-hmm.
And I had what they call the farm fresh taco.
Ooh.
I don't know what the fuck was in it, but I do know that it tasted like the best ricotta cheese wonderfulness that I've. It was very, very rich,
yeah.
and lovely. I got the fish one too, and that was really good. I don't know which one I liked better. And then Paul also got us queso and street corn.
Oh yeah, street corn. Yeah, I forgot about that too.
Really good.
But I thought that, you know, we left before him. But I thought what was cool was I went back around to say goodbye to the bartender, and he said, "Daryl, very nice to meet you." One of the waiters, he goes, "Hey, Daryl, it was great to meet you.
I remembered your name."
Yep.
And the guy that was, you know, the maitre d' kind of guy in the front, he goes, "Daryl, I hope we see you again."
I love that. Yeah. That's what hospitality is.
I was thoroughly impressed. I seriously was.
It was so good.
So yeah. Paul's pictures, like the actual taco and experience, matches those beautiful pictures.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I love that it's like a Tuesday night social club. I didn't know they changed the menu every time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then everybody either. Knew. They're like, hey, where's Joe? He's late. Well,
no, yeah. Everybody's got texts like, oh, he's going to be here in a bit, this and that. But when we first sat down at the bar, there was a gal that's a liquor rep.
Uh-huh.
And she was in there and she had seen that the bartender someplace else, and like, yeah, he says, come in, let's talk, you know, and she brought her list of what their liquors cost, this
right.
and that. We start talking, I go, well, do you like podcasts? She goes, oh, God, she goes, I love them. She goes, I'm looking for a new one. So I gave her our QR code.
Yes.
She pulled it up, so we start talking and everything. She goes, oh, my God. She goes, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Yay!
And I told her the whole background of how this all came about. She goes, well, here, do you want your QR code back? I go, no. I said, keep it. She goes, well, I've got it, you know, on my phone. She goes, but you know what? She goes, I'll take you with me. She goes, the next bar I go to, she goes, I'll pop it in the bathroom.
I love it.
And I go, dang it, because that was the last one I had. I go, because she asked, do you have any more? And I go, I don't. She goes, well, I'll be back down here on Tuesday again, because I'm going to come down. It's Taco Tuesday night now.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I told Paul, I said, get some QR codes, give them to that gal. Her name was Sam. She was a cool, cool gal.
Hell yes. What a great night.
But we met some really neat people down there and sat down and had dinner with us, too.
The guy next door owns the cheese plate. What's it called?
Gouda, so Gouda.
Something Gouda. What?
I think it's so Gouda.
So Gouda, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And is it like grilled cheese or a cheese shop?
No, it's a cheese shop. They just have a whole bunch of different cheeses. He was really nice. Seemed like a younger kid, 30s.
Yeah.
Late 30s, maybe. I forgot his name, but he was really, really nice. And everybody check out his cheese.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah, good one.
That's my witcha.
Well,
witcha?
Shelley, what are you talking about?
Well, very specifically, I was looking, you know, when you're looking online for your stuff
uh-huh.
for the show and you're distracted and thinking other things and then you type in something else.
Mm-hmm.
So
nipples.
Yes.
Okay.
Nip slip of the nips.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually looking for what you're talking about. But usually I look under positive news or nice news or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I looked under Wicca. And what I found was, have you guys heard the Snoop Dogg song, A Word Wicca?
No.
It's great. I'm going to hum you a few bars.
Okay.
Here we go. Greetings, loved one. Thank you, Daryl. It's the big boss dog, Snoop D-O-double-G. I want just to lay back one time and let yourself unwind. Yeah, this number nine. I call it ego tripping for shigadol. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. I know. I know y'all tripping off how I be doing my thug thing on TV, but I never forget about what I love the most, and that's making music. So, I hope y'all enjoy this shit right here. I took my time on this one. Oh, yeah. Be on the lookout for QDT. That's Quick Dog and Teddy. Oh, my nigga Terrence Martin in this motherfucker, too. Hey, press play, homie. Not on the reel. Press play. Right now, now, now. Ow, ow, ow. And that's what you're talking about.
That was so weird because all of a sudden I thought Snoop was right across from me.
You spit that like a pro.
Thank you.
You should have been a rapper.
I know. Oh. It's almost embarrassing.
Can I ask you this? How are you going to follow that up?
I'm not. That's all. We'll be back. I am talking about, this comes from Odd News. A California man accidentally pays neighbor's power bill for years.
Oh.
Ken Wilson, who lived in the same apartment since 2006, said he recently noticed his Pacific gas and electric bill was going up, so he took steps to try to reduce his energy usage.
Oh, poor guy.
He reached out to PG&E when his bill failed to go down. I thought there was a leak or something, or someone was stealing my electricity, or the meter was faulty because something wasn't right. Like, I'm really trying to hear people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to do the legit thing.
A utility company employee came to examine Wilson's meter and discovered the company had been charging him for the unit next door instead of his own apartment. Now, my question, maybe I didn't read this beforehand, mm-hmm. and maybe it'll tell me, maybe it won't, but why didn't his power get shut off then if he wasn't paying for his own?
Or maybe was he paying for both?
I don't know.
Perhaps.
Let's read the rest
of it.
Okay, get ahead.
Wilson said the mix-up may have been happening the entire 18 years that he lived there. We acknowledge an error occurred in this instant, and we are fully committed to rectifying the situation with the customer and making the customer whole. PG&E said in a statement, and that's all. So, yeah, I don't know if he was paying for both of them. I don't know what is going to happen with that. I don't know, other than I thought that sounded like an interesting little story.
That's crazy.
It should teach one to pay attention to one's bills,
mm-hmm.
Lisa. Yes. And that was a great read.
Thanks.
That was smooth and eloquent, like a bedtime story.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
That same kind of story happened back in the day when I worked for Lisa's dad. We worked in the mobile home business, and this neighbor next door to this guy had ran an extension cord but buried it underground. Like, strategically made this, you know, so he could, he'll wheeze off the dude next door's power.
Dude, the wheezer. No.
Oh, but yeah, that was the same guy that when they came to evict him and everything, he had a boat set up in the back of his back bedroom.
You told us about him.
Yeah, that was that wheezer.
Oh my gosh, mental illness.
Okay. Yeah, right?
Well, there's our what you're talking about, and we'll be back with our well of wisdom.
Alrighty, we'll be right back.
Right after this.
Yay.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We did not practice
in the world of Anthony Kiedis. I think we said wow.
Ooh. The funk.
Nice. Well, guys,
the blue-eyed funk.
Yes, this is our wow. This is one of the ones that I love it. Shelley, this was probably one of the most incredible things coming up in the show for the longest time. I love it the best. She always gives me props on my witchy.
Yeah. Oh.
I give her props. I love the wow.
It's one of my favorite segments.
I made
segments.
Up the word meat.
She did.
I did.
Lisa yeah, brought okay. the meat Lisa's to the table. A, Lisa's we just meat, fried meat, it up yeah. in a pan.
Okay. But who would like to wow us first today?
I can go. My wow, my well of wisdom and what I'm wisdoming about. Slip of the lip. What my wisdom is animals. And this is a little warning to pet owners to vaccinate their dogs as fatal disease spread. Mm. So in Kansas City, Missouri, pet owners in Missouri are being more cautious after a vet issued warning about the deadly disease uptick. The warning comes from Pet Resources Center of Kansas City and says two dogs have to be euthanized after they tested positive for a bacterial infection called leptospirosis. Health experts say the disease can also spread to humans. They call it the lepto shot, if you guys didn't know that, who, if you're not getting your dogs vaccinated, you should have all the vaccinations, but lepto is on the rise. It's a bacterial infection that dogs can get from urine of wildlife. When it's mm-hmm. nice outside, like it is now, that's where we see spikes in lepto. You can also get it like even squirrels or raccoons or anything in your backyard. So don't think that if you don't take your dogs for walks or anything that they can't get it. It can spread through the urine of infected animals containing contaminating water, soil, and even food. The infection may spread through water, which is why dog parks are on Washington's radar. If your dog is mainly indoors, but you frequent a lot of dog parks or you go swimming and there's a water source and they have come across deer, things like that, they're going to be pets that are going to be at a risk for lepto. Warning, some of the symptoms to watch for are throwing up, diarrhea, and yellow eyes. It causes a very rapid and severe liver and kidney failure. Washington said that vaccines for this disease are about $20 for a dose. But most people, if you can't afford that, talk to your vet or a vaccination clinic, and they may be able to subsidize it down to zero to help you out and stuff. You might as well ask, you know, all they can say is no.
Exactly.
So also don't clean out your dog's bowls regularly and do not leave them outside, the dogs or the bowls.
Right.
My dog Tila was allergic to lepto. So that was always really scary because she'd get really sick and she got it. That's kind of a dumb long story anyways, but she got it once, got really, really sick. I told the vet not to give it her again. She shamed me into getting it again and she got sick and almost died again. But she was a little teeny tiny chihuahua and she really never went anywhere without me carrying her. So, exactly. But do that. Just remember to get your pets vaccinated and don't forget the lepto shot.
Lisa, that is awesome. Thank you very much. Lisa got me into the Banfield. They don't call it insurance, but it's like a monthly thing that mm-hmm. you pay. But all the vaccinations are included with that,
yep.
along with online care and some other stuff.
Your teeth cleaning.
Yep. And then, but it's really been wonderful, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you for the reminder.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Daryl, do you want a wow?
I can go. Yeah, I can go. I can go my wow. Guys, today is September 18th. It's a sad day. Back in 1970, Jimi Hendrix passed away.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah. So some of my things are things that have happened on this date. 1971, The Who scored their first and only number one album with Who's Next.
Uh-huh.
1993, That Old Guy Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell was number one, reached the number one spot on the charts. Mm-hmm. Flip. Hey. Tay-Tay,
yeah.
2014, Taylor Swift landed on the top of the U.S. charts with Shake It Off.
Oh, I love that. So that's 10 years ago?
Yeah. My goodness. Can you believe she has just grown up right in front of our eyes, guys?
Yes,
I tell you. And I just had a couple of birthdays I wanted to kind of note today that were people who were born on today. 1939, old Frankie Avalon was born.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah. 1952, Dee Dee Ramone of the Ramones.
Should.
Yep. 1962, this one I love because I love her, Joni Cathedral of Human League.
Mm.
She was born today.
Wow.
Yeah. And this one's kind of a fun one because I love anybody that's ever born in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Bell of Belle Biv DeVoe.
There you know.
Yeah.
Yes. And that there is a Manwich wow.
Thank you. That is quite a well of musical wisdom.
Yeah.
And God rest you, Jimmy.
God rest you. Get too young. 27, 27 in fact.
That's a terrible, that's a weird club to be in.
Yep.
So my well of wisdom is always true crime and true crime rule number 40. Hey, maybe, criminal, caffeinate before you commit crimes.
Do what?
I got a little story for you.
Oh, no.
It's brief.
Okay.
The Intelligencer, which is a publication online, tells us of a crime in 2012 where an Oregon man in need of espresso fell asleep on the kitchen floor of the home he was robbing. I mean, he was robbing.
Stay stupid.
The house.
Stay stupid.
Exactly. So anyway, there's more to the story, but I didn't have the screenshot up in time. However, I have a picture of this guy, and he looks really dumb. But he also looks like he's wearing a sheriff's outfit. But what I think it is, it's his inmate thing, and then there's like a logo in the bottom corner. Mm. It's a weird mugshot, but take a look at that situation.
He looks exhausted.
He's so tired.
He's so tired.
They call me sleepy.
He's like, I'm just going to take a little rest.
I'm going to take a little nap. Right here. I'm going to break into your house. However,
yeah. He has a little sign next to his pillow that says, do not wake up. Yeah.
His gangster name was Droopy Eyes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, get ready for your shit. Yeah. You'd be well rested for your work.
You got stuff. If you're making that much dedication,
exactly. I broke into the house. Now, what do you want me to do?
Seriously, not take a nap? Good God.
You should have seen this kitchen floor. It was so inviting.
Nice and cool on the face.
So comfy.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That's
guys,
awesome, Shelly.
What a hell of a show.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Yeah.
It's been,
what a show.
It was a crazy, crazy. Yeah.
We've been through it today.
Yeah,
haven't
yes, we have.
You guys, don't forget, if we last week recorded on Robbie and Ellen Solve the Case, you can go back to listen on their podcast on that. We also have our live show coming up, so make sure that you get tickets on our Eventbrite link that will be on our Facebook and Instagram and all over the place, or just like DM, drop into our, is that what they
yes,
say?
Slide
into my DMs and ask me for the link and I'll give it to you.
We will.
Yeah.
The show's on October 25th.
Yep.
It's a Friday.
The Elks Club.
It's a Friday.
At the Elks Club.
In Arvada. Yep.
And we're going to raise so much money for awareness of the case, of the American Elm case, mm-hmm. but also for Little Michael's college fund.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, I think we've already, just today, the day that we found out the actual day that it was going to be, have gotten so many volunteers that people want to help out, and there's going to be really cool auction items for you guys. And all the money goes to that. We're not taking any of it.
Nope.
So anyway, come and do that because you're cool and it's fun, and we're going to be funny. We're also doing a live show on top of all that.
Oh, that's going to be great. It's
been
a
while. We'll tell jokes. Mm-hmm. We'll tell jokes that are scripted and non-scripted. Hey, shit, I got to get out of here.
Okay.
Stay witchy, my friend.
Stay bitchy. Yeah. That was my share.
That's nice vibrato.
Beautiful.
Did if you could turn back to home.
Child.
To home.
Yeah. Oh, no.